Nothing like a little bit of Julian Lage starting off a wintry, wettish, gray afternoon, bright downtown Davis, California. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, for a show called Listening Lyrics, where every week I try to interview either a musician or someone related to music. And today, we have with us Noah Cole, a Sacramento-based musician. And we're going to finish listening out to Julian doing his Roy Orbison version of Crying, and then we'll chat a little bit with Noah. There you have it, Crying by Julian Lage. You know, a long time ago, I had him on the show, Julian, quite an interesting guest. Interestingly, he didn't want to play. And something about, it's been 6 years, and he said it off the air, something about his contract. And I think it was because he's playing at Mondavi and they signed contracts that they can't. I don't know. I'm just guessing, you know. So anyways, sitting right in front of me here is Noah Cole. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi there.
Well, you're here because you played a fantastic guitar at a concert not too long ago. And I was blown away by it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into some of that music you like. We're gonna have you play a song or two. I think just one, right?
Just one. Just I can stretch it out a little bit.
No, you can stretch it out from 30 seconds to 45 seconds.
Oh, that's pushing it.
Okay. So we're gonna do that. But before we start there, you're born and bred Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any formal training?
I took private bass lessons I originally started as a bass player.
Okay.
And I took bass lessons for about 3 years. Was self-taught on guitar for the first 6 years.
There you go.
Gotcha. Yep. And then I studied with Steve Homan.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar. He's the jazz professor at Sac State, or he teaches a variety of jazz classes, and I took private lessons with him. He's a pretty amazing guitar player.
Okay.
And he I was in jazz band at that time and faking it. Faking jazz.
Okay.
And he kind of steered me the right way.
So let's go back a little further. When you were a kid and you were driving with either mom and dad or both of them, and what kind of music were they listening to?
Pretty conflicting styles for each of them. I'm the youngest of five, so I was subjected to all of my siblings' music taste as well as my parents, and it was pretty eclectic, and I think my taste reflects that.
What's the year span between the firstborn and the lastborn?
So the firstborn, my oldest brother Ben, is 35.
Oh.
I'm 21, so that is 14.
14 years. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so he would have been in a completely different category by the time you were of age of starting to sort of play with music. Any of them also musicians?
My mom plays some acoustic guitar and sings on occasion.
Okay.
Very casually, just for her own enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll occasionally play at her church, but that's about it.
Do you grow up playing in the church also?
I did not. I didn't start playing until I was 11.
Okay.
And I at that point in my life, I had stopped going to church with my mother.
Right.
There's a couple of years there where she was bribing me with like ice cream after, and I just didn't sound so
appealing.
You know
how my parents bribed me to go to church? maybe we'll go and visit a farm and you can ride a pony.
How many times did they fool you with that?
A lot, yes. I fell for it each and every time.
Oh, wow.
But anyways, no, I'm just reading Sam Cooke, the book about Sam Cooke, and his whole thing. He started singing in his church when he was 7, and not until his early 20s did he branch out into pop, which was just it's interesting for him because he was black, and black musicians didn't have access to the white audience via radio, so their only audience was either stations dedicated to spirituals or gospel music. He became very famous singing in church, or through the church.
That was how he got his start. Through the church.
Sam Cooke, yeah, really? Yeah, Sam Cooke. So, anyways, you are now playing with someone that's been on the radio here for, I think he's been on my show at least 3 or 4 times. Nat.
Yeah, Nat Lefkoff.
And you're on some of his recordings.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Nat?
Funny enough, here in Davis at the it was a Tri-Co-Ops show.
Okay.
And I was playing with a group at the time called Caregiver. And the full story is we were going to his house to pick up a PA. We were both on the bill, Caregiver and Nat Lefkoff. And on the way to his house, I was driving with my buddy Nick, and we stopped and we got some chicken teriyaki, and I was driving and eating, and I stabbed through the styrofoam and got grease all over my groin region.
Yeah.
And my first meeting with him, the first introduction, I asked him for a pair of pants, and I borrowed a pair of pants from him,
and that united you guys for...
It was a big moment because he informed me he only had 2 pairs of pants, so he was...
Oh, that sounds so net.
Yeah. So he lent me a very valuable possession, and I did my best to take care of it.
So let me ask you, when you were playing on stage, what song were you playing that you were going completely crazy?
I
took a video of it because we couldn't see your face.
I think there are 3 songs that could have been.
Okay.
Do you remember if I was on bass or guitar?
Guitar.
Guitar. So that was either Mama, there's a big solo at the end, or It Was Broken, there's also a big solo at the end.
Okay.
And both of those I was instructed to just lose it, go give it everything I've got, and just kind of see what happens.
Did you realize what happened when you went crazy in the crowd?
No, I was in my own world.
They fell in love with it. I was just, I mean, I'm a lot older than the average person that went to that thing, right?
Yeah.
And I just watched the crowd. They just were mesmerized by it. All of a sudden, they just started going up and down and dancing and everything. You didn't realize that.
No,
you must have felt it.
I feel a lot of things in those moments.
Yeah.
I'm sure the crowd's energy was one of them. I'm just looking down. Often I'm closing my eyes in those moments, or I'm looking at Nat, and we're kind of feeding off each other.
How do you see each other? You had all that hair hanging over your face.
See through the cracks.
Yeah, okay. Like, what kind of dog is that has that thing, too?
Oh, the...
yeah, whatever.
Is that a Shih Tzu?
Is it? I don't know. Anyways, let's take a listen to Mama now. So this is Nat Lefkoff. I guess he wrote the song.
He wrote the song. Can I share something about the song before we play it?
Sure.
So this was off of his first album.
Right.
Which was just like an eclectic mix of songs he had recorded over about a decade.
Right.
Some of them were just recorded in his bedroom, like one mic. And this one, the old version, was a lot slower and softer, and it was just cajon, acoustic guitar, and it was swung.
Right.
And it was one of my favorite
songs. Wait a minute, swung.
Swung is like the rhythm feel, like the rhythm grid you lock into.
Okay.
So swung is where, so typically music is, you know, if it's in 4-4, it's quarter notes 1, 2, 3, right. 4. And then swung is when you divide those quarter notes in half into eighth notes. The eighth notes are a little delayed. So it's like da, or da, 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 da,
okay.
da, da, instead of da. Da, 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 right?
Okay.
So it was swung. I love that song. I begged him to bring it back. After months of me and Rowan pestering him, we finally convinced him. And then somehow it evolved into this slow song, into like this straight. We played it straight and with the full band behind it. And I slowly developed this kind of like cool, spacey, ambient guitar, kind of shoegazy thing.
Right.
And the song just took on a whole new life. And Nat wouldn't play it for a long time live. We would always beg him, and he wouldn't. And then Rowan convinced him to record it and put it on the record. And it, yeah, so.
Here we go. Mama.
Everything I knew about staying wild inside of a snow globe. Open up the cage doors, put your kids in. That's the only place for them. I'm still a child and it's late in the evening. Can you remember when the night was easy? Oh, mama, shotguns rise. What could we know about the love that's hiding? I'll watch the world coming alive and dying at the same damn time. Something wild inside us. Everything I knew about staying wild inside of a snow globe. Open up the cage door, put yourself in. That's the only place for you. Projects my feeling upon the needles of the evergreen ceiling. I'm either free or weak and seeking. Oh, mama, what's that feeling? Myself seems see-through. When I'm alone in my head, I see you.
That was Mama by Nat Lefkoff, but the guitar work was Noah Cole, who's sitting right here with me. And you know what? You wouldn't believe it. If you're listening out there in Radio Land, which I know you are, I'm sitting here next to a young man who is very laid back. He's going to perform a very laid back song. He likes, I think you gravitate towards jazz.
Jazz is one of the things. I typically just like slower, prettier songs.
You see, and it's so hard to believe when I hear what you just did or saw what you were doing. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think part of that is I work as a guitar teacher, and kids come in wanting to learn, you know, kind of the opposite of what I typically like playing. So it kind of forces me out of my comfort zone, and I have to learn Metallica or Slipknot, Megadeth, like.
So let's say you get a 10-year-old. Is that a normal age to start?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. A 10-year-old guy or gal, within 6 months, can you tell if this person's got something or not?
Usually less than that.
Ooh.
It depends. Some people surprise me.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone kind of has their own pace.
Right.
I think everyone is capable of, you know, creating music. It's just some people have more of a knack for it than others.
Yeah.
Some people's brains work differently, where they can just pick up the shapes or the patterns and rhythms.
Shapes in music. Explain that.
I think shapes applies to guitar specifically, or certain instruments like maybe piano.
Yeah.
But guitar is unique in the sense where with my brain, how I think about it is a lot of shapes. And regardless of what key you move to, the way the fretboard is laid out.
Right.
You know, the intervals stay the same, the distance between the notes stay the same in the key. So the shapes are all the same. You just move them to a different spot on the neck.
Are you visualizing literally shapes, circles,
yes,
squares, triangles?
Yeah.
Colors?
Colors are, yes, but in a more abstract way. That usually comes later on when you get into harmony, I guess, like chords and
cannot wrap my head around that. That's why I'm not a musician. I cannot wrap my head around that. It's hard for me to visualize that.
It is for a lot of people.
Yeah. So I would not be, well, maybe I just haven't trained. What's the oldest person you've ever taught?
66.
Ooh, you got to take me on. I'm well past that. Good Lord. Okay, if someone starting at 66,
yeah,
without any music background, mm-hmm, can they do it? Depends on how much they practice, I guess.
Practice is really the biggest element, I think.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're doing it for your enjoyment, right?
Yeah.
Everyone goes into it wanting different things. I think someone getting into it at that stage in their life, they're not trying to practice 3 hours a day. They just want to pick it up occasionally.
And, right.
You know,
instead of 14-year-old sitting in the bedroom doing it half every day during the weekend,
yeah.
right? Or during the day.
Trying to impress girls.
Typically. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 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 exactly. Okay, you mentioned you have you also like hiking and the outdoors. Mm-hmm. You know, we do public service announcements here. Why don't you do one for us?
All right. Let's see if I stumble my words. Grasslands Regional Park. Grasslands Regional Park is home to vernal pools and other native habitat for wildlife, including rare and endangered species. The park also offers a walking trail and a dog park. Grasslands is located along Mace Boulevard, about 6 miles from downtown Davis. For more information, visit yolocounty.org/living/parks.
And they mention endangered species.
Yes.
I wonder what near Mace Boulevard... musicians.
Yeah, we sleep out there.
Good Lord. Well, thank you for doing that. Okay, yeah. We're going to go to another song of someone you like, and that is Blake Mills.
Ooh, yeah.
And I picked a song from him, from his collection, and it's called If I'm Unworthy, just because I love the sound of this guitar. So let's take a listen to it.
I'll wrap you in my arms, babe. deceitfully strong enough. What if I'm unworthy of the power I own over you? What if I'm unworthy of the power I own over you? What if I'm unworthy of the power I own?
And there you have it for If I'm Unworthy. I didn't listen to the lyrics of that song. Were there any lyrics? Yeah, there were lyrics.
Yeah.
Is that a religious song?
I don't believe so. I always tune into the guitar playing when I'm listening to it, so I can't really speak on it.
Well, you see, that's what I was listening to, the guitar. So anyways, you were saying a little bit about what he did with the guitar in that song.
I haven't researched this personally, so this is just a guess. But that the solo that comes in halfway through the song has this really unique overdrive. It's very brittle, very like erratic. It reminds me of this other musician, guitar player, singer named Mickey, who's popular right now, and he has a similar kind of overdrive tone, and I know he achieves that by running his guitar into an old Tascam recorder, like a tape cassette recorder, and using that as a preamp and then just like pushing the crap out of the volume through it, so it just starts to break up, and you get this really unique brittle overdrive. And because he's blowing up right now, these little like recorders that used to be $20 on eBay are now selling for like hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Unreal. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. I'm sitting here with Noah Cole, a musician from the Sacramento area, and we're talking about his music and some of his favorite tunes. And while I'm at it, Noah is one of the reasons why I'm doing this. We're community radio, and last week we had our fun drive, or not fun. Well, it was a fun drive, but it was our fun drive for asking for donations. And so many people did, and I just want to come on the air and say thank you all for doing that. It's community radio, so the focus of my show mostly is for community members, young and old, that we're giving a voice to the extended community. And it's because of donations like yours that make this all possible. And as I'm sitting here talking with Noah, he's mentioned so many people that have been on this show. It's a good thing. You're from Newcastle now, which is a very small community, really.
Yeah.
I doubt if it has community radio.
I doubt it.
I would know if they did. But anyways, here we are with Noah, and we're nudging into, well, we are into our second half, and you're going to play something for us. This is original?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of it?
That's a great question.
So
I don't do a whole lot of originals. I've almost always been an accompanying artist, but I have been kind of writing in secret for a number of years. And this is a rather new song.
Okay.
Which I'm now realizing I'm yet to give a name. We'll call it I Was Wrong.
Okay, so, well, before you start, I'm going to move the mics around a little.
Okay.
You're going to, can you move over and sing into that one, and sure. I'll plug this one in for your guitar. And just go ahead and start, and we'll make it work on the fly. How's that?
I'll start with maybe a little acoustic improv just to kind of warm things up. I wish I didn't have to follow Blake Mills, but so just if you're listening, forget what you just heard.
Okay.
Clean slate. Shake and weep in cardinal blue sea. You don't think it's real, yet I haven't seen you sleep. I was wrong.
sky, rather the way you handle.
Well,
whoa. That was for me sitting here 3 feet, 2 feet away from you, just watching you pick and play and sing. A real treat, buddy. Thank you.
thank you.
Man,
that was a first for me. I've never actually performed an original.
Okay.
This is my debut.
Yeah. So your debut on the radio, very nicely done. What is it with that music? You could just sit there and listen to it for, you know, you see yourself sitting on a hillside overlooking some beautiful scenery, just hearing that in the background.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Huh? Right?
Yeah. It definitely takes me someplace.
Yeah.
That I enjoy.
Yeah. So tell me. When you're playing, so I see your left hand and your right hand doing all sorts of things, mm-hmm. and your vocals. Are you concentrating on that, or is it all just muscle memory by now? I mean, you can't be seriously thinking, I've got to move my left index finger one notch and pluck at the same time. Something has to be automatic about this.
I would say I can't speak for everyone. It's probably right. different. But for me, I am a lot more comfortable as a guitar player than a singer. So my consciousness kind of shifts between in certain moments, but I'm definitely mostly focused on singing, which is maybe not a great thing because it kind of gets me in my own head and, you know, I'm a little sweaty right now, I'll say that.
Okay. So you said you do covers. Do you sing covers too?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite cover to sing?
It's a Big Thief song. It's called, it's between two. It's called Change. One of the songs is Change by Big Thief. The other might be Certainty. Or
can you do it?
I can try.
I mean, we're allowed to play that here. Yeah. If you want to try it, try it. We're pushing 3/4 of the way through here. Why don't we try to squeeze it in?
Why not? Yeah.
Or if you have another one that you'd like to do,
I'll do a cover. I'm surprised I didn't scare you off from my singing with that last one.
No. No, you know, it's just like the previous song. I was focused on the music.
we'll try Certainty by Big Thief.
Who's Big Thief? I haven't heard of them.
This is Adrian Lenker's band, the guitarist I sent you,
okay.
or the singer-songwriter.
Yes, okay.
This is her full band, and they're one of my all-time favorites.
Well, here, let's just play a song of hers. Do you know the one, Not a Lot, Just Forever?
That's a good one.
Okay, why don't we play that and you get ready?
Okay,
and we might not get all the way through it because I want to squeeze everything in here. So here we go. Not a Lot, Just Forever with Adrian Lenker.
Tether, not a lot,
Just Forever, Adrienne Linker. And that's been a big inspiration for my guest, Noah Cole. Noah was telling me a little bit about his music education, and he mentioned something that I haven't heard before, and that is chord theory. And he said it's so complicated that he can't even talk about it, especially to someone who doesn't know anything about music. So I'm going to give you a chance to really try. Put it in a nutshell for us.
So I don't know if chord theory itself isn't necessarily a term. I mean, like, the aspect of music theory that is specifically in relation to chords.
Okay.
That's kind of – I don't know. Big pretty chords are kind of my favorite thing on guitar, and that's kind of what I go to usually when I pick up a guitar. Like, I don't know if this will come across on air.
Yeah, it will.
So typically with, like, your generic chords, you have, you know, major and minor.
Right.
And there are a handful of those in every key. Right. And you can draw what's called extensions from that key and start stacking extra notes on top of those major and minors.
Okay.
To get new chords or chords with whole new colors. And then you can start – so playing just within the key, that's playing just within a major scale.
Right.
That's called diatonic. You can start breaking out of the diatonic plane and start breaking rules.
Okay.
So this is I'll play something that's entirely derived from a major scale. We'll play in the key of – well, I'm tuned down, so I guess this is F. So here's just regular major and minor, right? Now I'll add in the next step of extensions, which are called sevenths. Sevenths – numbers like that are in reference to the number the note is in the scale.
Okay.
Relative to your – bass note, like in a G chord, G, like how many notes up from G. So this is adding sevenths, right? Immediately becomes more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that was a ninth. That's cheating. Now I'll add another extension. We'll do ninth, nines. Now more extensions.
On and on it goes.
And then once you start breaking the rules, you start breaking out of the key, it just gets infinitely more complex, and there's endless possibilities. There's only 12 notes.
Yeah.
Every song in Western tuning is written with the same 12 notes, but there's a million combinations of those 12 notes.
So Beethoven and Noah Cole are using the same 12 notes.
Pretty much. One of us is using it in a much more interesting way. But
that's right. There used to be a song about that. Roll over, Beethoven. Here's the new sound. No. Right?
If you say so. So this is still just diatonic. I can start breaking out. Like, you get different kinds of harmony. Like, this is called contrary motion, where the bass is descending and the top is ascending.
Oh, yeah.
Chromatically.
Yeah.
You can get parallel motion, which they're moving in unison in the same direction.
So people that can do all of this without knowing what they're doing are geniuses.
Yeah, a lot of people stumble across this stuff on accident and just kind of follow their ear, and they may not know what they're doing. But
And I'm thinking the Beatles, like, none of them know how to read or write music.
George Harrison, I think, might be the exception to that. I don't know if he can read music, but I know he's very musically competent.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
well, now we're running out of time here, so we're going to have you play at least a couple of what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Covers?
No. One cover, but a couple of sections. What are the sections called again?
Verses?
Verses, okay. That's it. No. I should know that. You and I both went to church. They sing verses.
All right, well, give me like a signal or something when it's enough verses.
Okay.
All right, so this is a Big Thief song, which is Adrian Lenker's band. We just listened to one of Adrian Lenker's solo songs from her solo project. I love both the solo project and the band. One of my all-time favorites. So this one is called Certainty by Big Thief, and it was off their latest record, Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. Pretty funny album name.
Nicely done. Now, you know, every time I I'm doing this. I'm trying to manage the board a little bit to, so you sound okay going over the air. I understand why in recording studios, the people that do this don't hear the actual sound.
Yeah.
You know, because it's you were loud enough that it was coming through my headphones. So it makes it a little awkward. But I think you sounded pretty good on the air. So thank you for doing that. And that was a cover that you did of Adrienne Linker and her band.
Big Thief.
Big Thief, yes. So we're wrapping up near the end here. I'm going to just put a little music in the background, and that's Adrienne Linker herself just on guitar. So before we go, you have an Instagram account.
I do.
And that is?
It's a little silly. It's underscore Noah with five O's. So Noah underscore.
So wait a minute. Underscore first.
Yes. Then and last.
And lats, and in between that, N, O, 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 five O's.
A-H.
Is there a reason for five?
I was just trying to find a Instagram handle that wasn't used, and I just kept adding O's until it said it was available.
Oh.
So I guess there's Noah with one O, two O's,
no.
Three O's, four O's.
No, Noah.
five O's was the one that wasn't taken.
Wow. Okay.
That was many years ago.
But the underscore part makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah. Maybe I'll change it someday, but I came up with that when I was in eighth grade, I think, so there wasn't a whole lot of thought.
Where are you playing next?
I don't think I have anything in the books right now.
Okay.
We're getting into that off season.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me, you're going to send me a text the next time you have something going on so I can at least announce it.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be great. I know Nat is back on town from a tour, and he tries to not play locally too much, you know. Keeps it
yeah,
it
makes
occasional
us sick.
Treat.
You yeah. know, it just makes us sick all the time. It's Nat here, Nat there. No.
No, it makes you want it.
Yeah.
But now that he's back in town, I'm hoping we'll get some stuff in the works.
Nice. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
It's been awesome being here.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
We could have had 2 hours.
We barely got into
I did want to ask you, you're teaching now, mm-hmm. And you also know Rumi, my guest next week.
Yeah, I just...
And tell me a little bit about him. What kind of question should I ask him that would make him real nervous?
Well, I don't know if I can give you a good answer to that. I know him pretty surface level. I've met him a few times at shows. I just shared a bill with him. I was playing with my best friend who goes under the name Slowpole with his music.
Okay.
He has some really beautiful music. That's worth checking out. I was playing guitar and singing harmonies for him, and Rumi was the one who organized the show for his album release or EP release.
Okay. So before we go, I want to thank your mother for raising a wonderful young man and inspiring music in you. Huh? How's that?
That's very sweet.
Thank you for coming on.
I'd like to thank my mother for the same thing.
There you go. Okay, two big thank yous. In the background, you're hearing music for Indigo by Adrienne Linker. We've been talking with Noah Cole. Thank you all for listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I've been your host, Peter Pastor, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you.